Yeah, Devil Radio, man. You know, 844-967-2789. Kind of, when you try to get to the content and stick to the truth and the facts, these Republicans always want to shift it over into Democrat versus Republican kind of stuff. Well, here's another thing that I guess you Republican voters can be happy about. Mining in the Chequamegon Nicolet National Forest. Wow, that's a really good idea, huh? Exploration for copper and gold is next. More permit steps ahead before the drilling. Armed with an exploratory license, a Canadian mining company, Republicans. Canadian mining company. Not a lot of jobs. You're not getting any of the precious metals that are being taken. It's a company in Canada, of which we're trying to organize deer hunters to invade, right? Jerknow Jarkow for Attorney General. Have you stepped out yet? I mean, this is insane stuff here. So they plan to go ahead and drill for possible gold and copper. Precious metals. Green Light Metals of Toronto has also filed technical reports with Canadian authorities that say the Reef and Bend deposits, reefer deposits, and Taylor and Marathon counties have economic interests that warrant further exploration. The Bend deposit, located within the Chequamegon Nicolet National Forest in Taylor County, contains 4 million tons of mostly copper and gold. Wisconsin Public Radio News reported. The Reef deposit, which is roughly 12 miles east of Wausau in Marathon County, contains around 450,000 tons of gold reserves. How do they know this? Oh, the exploratory stuff, right? Oh, so mean everybody in Wisconsin gets a little chunk of gold out of this, right? What about the trees, man? What do they get? The death sentence. And the water. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources spokesman Ben Callen said the company needs more approvals before it begins drilling. You ain't getting any approval from this cat. I think we're going to probably see people protesting. I got time to go now. Yeah, man. I'm on retirement. They would have to take another step of filing a notice of intent with the department, said Callen. Then, in that submittal, they would detail what their plan is. Actually, that's when they figure out how much they pay off each legislator and everybody that's involved in the decision-making process to go out and promote this to the community. Jobs and economy and none of it for us. Just continue to... It's like we're the Africa of the United States now, right? Everybody wants to go to Africa and steal all their precious metals and resources. That's what America is, man. It's colonialism. It's not capitalism. Callen said the company plans to collect updated information on wetlands and surrounding habitat during the growing season that would be incorporated into its plan. Yeah, how much of this marsh should we destroy? These wetlands, we don't need these. There's gold. There's gold and oil. Additional permits might be necessary. Metals like gold and copper haven't been mined in Wisconsin since the Flambeau mine shut down in 1997. The mine served as a catalyst for the state's sulfide mining moratorium that was repealed in 2017 under a law passed by the Republican-controlled state legislature. Filthy air and water kill the trees and all the animals and, you know, aquatic life. The moratorium required companies to prove their mines operated and then were closed for 10 years without causing environmental harm. Oh, really? Who says? One of the guys that got paid off by the company or legislators? You Republicans are such losers. No wonder we got beat in the NCAA tournament. So this continued assault on this beautiful state we had where, you know, somebody said, yes, yeah, remember, I used to come up here for all this tourism. What, are you going to tour the mines? Hey, you want to go up and see where the forest used to be? Piles of silica sand everywhere where I used to go up, way up north past Eau Claire, up into the Cumberland Rice Lake area. Doesn't even look like what I, oh my God. Why can't it go back to where it was, where the last 4 or 5 miles to get to these places, to these lakes, it was all gravel roads. There was no public access to boats on the lakes. They, you know, they took care of the water back then for a while. Deregulation, deregulation, deregulation. And that's what's happened with why I get so ticked off about the way people drive. It's, you know, there's none of this stuff is enforced. It's just a suggestion. You know, it's a suggestion to drive by the law. I've had it, man. I at some point I think I'm gonna get out of here. I gotta go somewhere where I don't even need a car, man. South America, here I come. I don't know. Is it worth fighting for? I don't know. Not if we're gonna lose. And I'm not a defeatist, but I'm a realist, man. We're just not doing enough to fight back, especially now. We got defeated back in 2011, 2012, and, you know, they had more power and wealth to outlast us for sure, right? We're just people. There's no people power anymore. And there never will be because, you know, everybody has to be like either a Democrat or a Republican. And at this point, that means you can't agree on anything, right? Well, why would I agree with wrong anyway? I don't agree with either. I don't agree with two-party system. I don't agree with any of this crap. It should be on issues and issues only. We shouldn't have to raise, you know, trillions of dollars for politics and war. Don't forget, you know, we spend more on war than anything else. And, geez, they have to have a war, you guys, in order to use the weaponry that they used all our tax dollars on. And then they make more. And then all these big contractors, they get all the money. And the people get death and destruction. Doesn't matter which nation it's in. It's all over the world. I'm bumming, man. I don't think we're going to get out of this. You know, it's too easy for me to get up every morning and know that this is going to be a worse day than it was yesterday. And I'm not talking about the temperature and, you know, because everybody's like, oh, that's a nice day yesterday. Well, it was spring into summer. I thought it was kind of hot, actually. I was sitting in my car. I was like, damn. It was like 80-some degrees in the car because the windows are up. And, well, they'll be up tomorrow, too, because it'll be back down to the 40s. It's like this springboard up and down, you know. Yeah, it was beautiful because it was 70 some degrees, but I looked around, all I saw was like brown grass and trees with no leaves. And really, I mean, yeah, there's robins back. Do you guys remember when there were so many of them? They were everywhere. They're not anymore. They're not. Everything's disappearing. Flowers, marshes, trees, birds, animals, reptiles, amphibians. Does anybody even care? Any Republicans want to call in and agree on, you know, saving the planet? Just quit talking. You know, I'm not a Biden guy and I'm not a Trump guy. I will cling to Bernie because that was all about issues and, you know, fairness and equality and the real America that never has been, man. Never has been. Only for some. And then the rest of us are sold this Pledge of Allegiance. No way, man. We'll be back. And I believe I'll have Matt Rothschild when we come back, right? Or does it? Yeah. Talk to you later.